Good morning and welcome to The Early Tee, your daily look at golf and life from Stick and Hack. Maurice Flitcroft had golfing ambitions well above his ability and came to notoriety in 1976 when, posing as a professional golfer, he managed to obtain a place to play in the qualifying round of the Open Championship. Despite his previous experience amounting only to some hacking around on playing fields near his home, Flitcroft recalled, "I was looking to find fame and fortune, but only achieved one of the two." When he discovered, to his shock, that any amateurs entering competitions had to have an official handicap, something he lacked, he simply declared himself to be a professional. It was in the same 1976 Open that a young new player, the 19-year-old Seve Ballesteros, first came to the public's attention. Flitcroft prepared for the tournament by studying a golf instruction manual by Peter Ailes, which was borrowed from his local library. His deception and ineptitude were uncovered when he managed to card a 49 over par 121, the worst score in the tournament's history. Some of the other professionals playing with him were so angry that they successfully demanded a refund of their entry fees. In addition, the RNA gave him a lifetime ban from all of their courses. And it seems that none of the professionals noticed that his gear comprised only of a red imitation leather bag and half a set of mail order clubs. Now, the FYI. Today, in 1955, American actor and cultural icon James Dean was killed in a car crash at age 24. After his death, Dean became the first actor to receive a posthumous Academy Award nomination for Best Actor, and remains the only actor to have had two posthumous acting nominations in total. That's it for The Early Tee from Stick and Hack. Enjoy your day, or enjoy your round.